This is Jeff again, and it's Tuesday, Oscar nomination day, and I'm going to riff briefly about The Son, a film that has been kind of sitting on the sidelines since it opened in Toronto 4 months ago. And it's directed and written, co-written by Florian Zeller, directed by Florian Zeller, co-written by Christopher Hampton. And these are the guys who were behind The Father, which everybody respected and was moved by, the one that resulted in Anthony Hopkins winning a Best Actor Oscar. And the long and the short of it is that this is not as good, The Son is not as good as The Father, but it is carefully made, and it is well acted, certainly by Hugh Jackman, who plays the son of Anthony Hopkins' character, who's not the same guy as he played in The Father. It gets confusing, or it sounds confusing. It's not. It's just that Hopkins is playing an elderly, white-haired dude, and his son is played by Hugh Jackman, which doesn't make any sense because they don't look remotely like each other. But the essence is, it's not really about Jackman and Hopkins. It's about Jackman and his son, played by Zen McGrath. The son is late teens, and he's doesn't really look like Jackman either. But the mother is played by Laura Dern, and Laura Dern and Hugh Jackman have been divorced for some time now, and living separately, and the son has been living with Laura Dern. And Hugh Jackman has a new wife, a younger wife played by Vanessa Kirby, and they have a young child, infant. And he's a very driven, highly disciplined, big money guy, and a political consultant, marketing consultant, whatever. Anyway, the basic thing is that the son, again, Zen McGrath, is a very, very soft and sensitive and apparently profoundly depressed young teen. And he has no mojo going in his life. He has only pain and confusion and depression. And he doesn't feel involved or driven or engaged in anything. And one thing that I can recall from my own painful teenage years is that I didn't want to be like my father, and I didn't want to go into advertising. Because I saw what the after effect or the core effect of that life, which is basically martinis in the evening and kind of a grumpy, gruff attitude about life, and you know, cutting witty remarks, but not a lot of heart, not a lot of joy, and a kind of a dismissive attitude about a lot of things culturally. And yet, my father did, you know, love Samuel Johnson and Ernest Hemingway, and you know, he was a very smart guy. But honestly, what I was left was, I don't want to be like him. I want to be someone else. But I did learn. I won't go on too much about my own life, but I did learn it's very, very important. And I think I got this when I was 8 years old or something, that it's very important to be engaged in something that moves you. You have to be, it can't just be about, you know, earning a paycheck and coming home and having dinner and going to sleep. If your life is like that, you'll die. You'll die spiritually. And it can't be about coming home and having martinis and going to sleep and going to work again. You have to have engagement, that something that touches you, does something to your spirit. And this poor kid, his name in the movie is Nicholas, again, the son of Hugh Jackman, has no engagement. He's just suffering because he's depressed, because everything is hard for him, and he's kind of a whiny, weak kid, and he's afraid of a lot of things, and he's just... But we're told that he's made to, that his weakness, his inherent wimpiness, has been exacerbated, or perhaps even created, by Hugh Jackman being a remote father who's very, you know, caught up in career and whatnot, and then double exacerbated by the divorce between Hugh Jackman and Laura Dern. So this kid is supposed to be basically Not doing too well, partly because of who and what he is genetically, just at his core. But this poor kid doesn't have any of Anthony Hopkins' grandfather in him. And Anthony Hopkins plays a prick, a not very nice person, a chilly person. But you know what he has? He has gumption, and he has drive, and he has discipline. And he doesn't fuck around, and he's not somebody I'd ever want for a father. Or a grandfather, for that matter, but he's got survival instincts. He's got toughness. He's got grit, determination. He's not a pushover. And the movie seems to be saying it's kind of, you have to feel for the young kid because he's in pain, and we're supposed to dislike Anthony Hopkins because he is, we're not supposed to like him, obviously, but it doesn't tell you, it doesn't let you play around with the idea that maybe there's something noble about the guy, even though he's a prick. There are pricky people who are valuable and are good people to have in society and to some extent even in a family because they're maybe not the softest or the most touchy-feely people, but they're strong, and you need strength in life. And strength, backbone, sinewy muscle, strong spirit is not something this poor kid has. Speaking again about Nicholas Miller, played by Zen McGrath. So it's basically the whole movie is about this kid's pain. And you have to ask yourself, so what's going to happen? I mean, he's clearly, this kid is not going to just flip over and become somebody else. He doesn't have it. He doesn't have grit. He doesn't have determination. He's suffering from what sounds like, and is described, literally described at one point as acute depression. And I've never been personally acutely depressed, but I've flirted with depression. I do know what it feels like to be like lost and no having no, when I was at some point in my mid-teens, I was kind of like everything was awful, So I do understand a little bit of that, but it does sort of weaken the drama because it can't go anywhere, and I'm not proud to be admitting this, but I was actually saying to myself, roughly about halfway through, the only way this thing is going to turn out is the kid's going to off himself, or he's going to run away or something. But he's got to remove himself from the life of Hugh Jackman and his new wife and his new baby. And since all he does is whine and cry and complain, and he's just a pain in the ass, you're sick of him. Do something besides cry about how miserable you are. I respect the misery. I've been miserable, but do something, man. Go, do something besides whine about it. Rob a bank, go to South America and get in trouble, or become a drug dealer. Anything. Just stop fucking whining all the time. And that's basically what the movie is, though. It's about a whiner and a kid who's unfortunately stuck in a really gloomy and whiny and sad place. And I'm not going to say what happens because the movie only opened on January 20th or 3 days ago. But what happens is that the kid, Zen McGrath's character, is removed. He removes himself from the scenario. I won't say in what way, but I knew that's how it had to go because he's impossible as a character. There's no faith. You can't. What you, every character that you encounter in a film is somebody you have to kind of like figure out and decide, do you want to side with him or her? Do you have any faith in him or her? Do they, what does this character want? And do they have it? Do they have the ingenuity, the strength, the brains, whatever, to get what they want. And if you've decided that they don't have it, and they're basically just kind of flopping around in the water, treading water, and not doing anything, then you kind of divest yourself. And you say, all right, well, this person, I'm watching this movie for 2 hours. I'm sitting here. I'm part of this. And this kid's not going to go anywhere. He's not going to figure anything out. He's not going to become a bank robber. He's not going to decide he's gay and fall in love with somebody who's problematic, who lives in Seattle. Anything. Just he's not going to do anything. He's just going to whine and kind of lament the misery of his life. So that's what the movie boils down to. And it's and I also say that at the very end, it seems a little bit forced. And having seen friends, I've seen my own sister having gone through very big problems, having to go to therapy and live in a kind of a halfway house or a controlled environment administered by doctors. I know what it's like. I know what it is. I know that what the anguish that parents go through. What have we done wrong? Is it our it's our fault? But I we feel awful. I've seen all this. It's real, and it's really, really tough. And I can only, cross myself and thank God that my two sons came out pretty well. And I totally respect anyone who's has gone through this anguish, be it a parent or a child. I'm very sorry for anyone who's had to undergo this. But basically, it's a little bit of a tough film, and it's not. I wouldn't call it hugely satisfying, but I'll tell you what it is, and it's what it is not bad. It's not a bad film. It's pretty well put together. I believed a lot of it. I didn't believe the end of it, but I believed a good portion of it. And it's made by serious people, and it's well acted and well written. So somehow Sony Classics managed to convince a lot of people that there was something wrong with it because they wouldn't screen it, and or they didn't screen it very much. And here it is, finally opening after the Oscar season. Obviously, they don't believe it has much of a shot in terms of Oscar hoopla. And so here it is coming out, and I think it's worth seeing. I really do. So it's not a burn. You see it, and you don't come away thinking, "Well, that sucked. That's 2 hours I'm never going to get back from, and that are gone forever." And I, well, the $20 down the drain. It's not one of those. It is a decent sit. And I respect everything that went into it, and it's not half bad, just not as good as The Father. That's it. So anyway, it's called The Son. It's Sony Pictures Classics, and as I said, it's only been open a few days, but it first was seen September 7th last in 22. So it's been sitting around on the shelf, waiting to come out for quite some time. And the fact that it didn't seem to cause any ripples and they decided not to open it in 22 tells you something. And you wouldn't be, you draw your own conclusion.